The Ramah writes in Purim Kodesh, there was a machlokes in Chaver Ramah. What is an Indian to be mamzer besuda today? The pasuk in Purim Kodesh, we don't say tachman. Machlokes if Chavaltan there be a levay, would we give a hesper today? So Ramah said that we would not give a hesper. And the Ramah says that even though it sounds like he thinks there is no requirement for suda, so he writes, it's good to be machmer to be yotzi, those who hold there is an inyan of suda. Not to have a suda, I think to be marba the suda, and the teshuris for zishbochis. What's the pshat in Purim Kotan? So the two important ways of looking at it. One is through the lens of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon held that both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are both Adar. The raya he brings is in the Gemara. The Gemara says that why do we celebrate Purim in Adar Sheni? In the Mismach, in order to coalesce, to conjoin the Nisim of Purim and the Nisim of Pesach. Gemara says the contrary to the possibility of the Makdim L'mitzvah, Shein Marvin al mitzvahs. So when the Gaon says, you see, that the Chazal didn't argue whether Adar, which is the real Adar. As many of the poskim later on discussed, for bar mitzvahs, for the purpose of yahrzeits, for shtoreis, for nedarim. No, they didn't say, this is the real Adar, and bring a raya. They said, no. The question is, Chazal had to make a decision, where to put Purim. So either the decision was going to be made based on chapping the opportunity when it comes up, or in order to conjoin it to keep it close to Pesach. So that means that both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are both candidates. So if they're both candidates, that means they're both Adar. So that's the Vilna Gaon's Mahalach answers almost all the kashas someone has. That's why Loch Lamasa, a person made a net to do something in Adar. So then, that's a different rule, because that's as we go, Boser Losh Mnei Adar. Not Boser, so that's where the Gemara passes, when it comes to, it depends on the Neder. So we try to figure out, was it a Neder that he wanted to be Mekayim as soon as possible, or a Neder that he was trying to push off the Gemara says in the Dorm. Also supports the Gemara, but not necessarily, that's Mukhrach. That's why if a person has to observe a yahrzeit in Adar, so we pask it, you should keep both. Say Kaddish both times. So if on both times, if a person is fasting, they have to make a decision. They don't fast twice. So then the more common minig is to fast the second. The Ramah says the first, but Chas Moser says the second. So when it comes to Purim, so what's the significance of Purim Kotan? So based on the Vilna Gaon, today could have been Purim. Today is the same date as the Neis Purim. But Chazal and Besaki won Purim, so he had decided when to put the Purim. Because Avram says a very interesting mahalach in this. He says that the Gemara says that we had a Megillas Tainus, we had one of the first Torah Shebal Peh that was put Bechsav, was the record of days when could give Hoidom and could not make a Hesped or Tainus. It's called Megillas Tainus, the days you couldn't say Tainus. It would be like a person writing a book on the days you don't say Tachna. So Chazal said, these are the days you can't be Mesana. Gemara says that Chazal and Mevatel Megillas Tainus. Because after Chorban, it turned out that we had so many days that we couldn't say Hesper Tainus, could be Mesana, but after Chorban Bayis, so it wasn't right to have so many days when we could not express words of Hesper, words of Bechi. However, what remained in Megillas Tainus is Purim remained. Chanukah remained to me. That's what the Mechaber Mo discussed, whether we could give a Hesped the day before the after Purim. So Birkas Avraham says, he says, well, if Purim remained in Bigla Sinus, which Purim remained in Bigla Sinus? So we have only one Adar, we know exactly which Purim remained. But I have two Adars. So both Purim should remain. We both have Purim. And with respect to the celebration of Kriyas HaMegillah, and with respect to Alan Nisim, and respect to the Chai Vishle Besume before you, and the Suda Purim, the Chazal said very clearly, it's Adar Sheni. Right? Chazal said, Ein Bein, Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, except for Kriyas HaMegillah and all the mitzvahs of the day. So what's left? So it means that exactly what the Vilna Gaon is saying. When you looked at Megillas Tainus, it said Yud Dalet Purim. So that meant Yud Dalet Adar. So that meant two things. It meant Yud Dalet Adar Aleph and Yud Dalet Adar Beis, because they're both Adars. So the Gabi, the Easter Hesper Tainus, that was part of Chazal's decision to leave Yud Dalet Adar as an entry in Megillas Tainus. Part of what was their decision? The decision was Adar Aleph Adar Sheni. So that's Pshat in Purim Katan. Purim Katan is the remaining entry in Megillas Tainus. And that's why the only halacha that everybody agrees upon is not to say Tachanun today, not to say Lam Nazeach Yan Hashem V'Yevin Sara. And would it be a Monday or Thursday? Since the Machloikus, whether you say Kiruv Chapayim for a source of Torah. The Ramah says, but since it's also only is understandable to the Vilna Gaon, the Ramah says, but today is Yud Dalet Adar. Today is the date. Today is the date when the Nes happened. So since today is the date, and we celebrate dates when Nisim happened, so that's why there's an Indian between Marv and Besud, and that's where the Ramah ends, the very end, the last phrase of Orach Chaim, the Ramah. We discussed the Ramah yesterday. The last phrase is Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. It's good to be happy. It's good to have a simcha. So if the chumr over here is to have another suda, no, to say some shuvos shibachis. That's a good chumr. It's an easy chumr to call, right? So the Shari Tshuva points out the goinus of the Ramah. The first comment of the Ramah Shulchan Aruch is no, right. And the last comment is Tevlev Shatama. So he wanted to end his Sefer though he began the Sefer. Right? Shnei Temidim Kilchasam. Two Korban is Tamid. So one is Shvisi Hashem, the other is Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. Shari Tshuva points out they're really connected. Why are they connected? So Pashtus are connected because part of the idea of celebrating the date is Shvisi Hashem L'Niktam. You see a date, Yud Dalet Adar, so a person who has the Kadosh Baruch Hu in mind says, this is the date of an ace. And a person sees the date of his anniversary, sees the date of his birthday. So it pops out at him because it's meaningful to him. So I see a date when Kadosh Baruch Hu did an ace for me, that's part of Shivisa Shalanegdi Tamid. Depending on the orbit of friendship, so a person is a very, very close friend, so I'll remember his wedding anniversary, remember his birthday, whatever, remember important dates in his life. So Shivisim L'Negi Tamid means I remember the important dates in my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. Yud Adar is one of those dates. And then the Shari Tshuva goes on to say that there are different ways in which the person is Mekayim Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. Weiss is, look at it, the last Shari Tshuva, the Weiss is Toiv Leiv, not Toiv Leiv Ov. It says it's Mishnah v'Simcha and the Divrei Torah. Those are the various ways in which one can fulfill Toiv Leiv Mishnah Tamid. So we'd like to complete our limud of this Rosh, famous Rosh of Simon Chav of Kenosei's Bizman Hazeh. Right. So yesterday we were able to understand the Mahalach of the Rosh. That was the Mahalach of the Rosh, Eladinu Dimnei Raisa Mechayim Lei. The Rosh says clearly a Kenas is something Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mechayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mechayim, the Kenas of Kefel. Because Baruch was Machayev the Knas of Arbehei, the Machayev the Knas of Pal Ganizu Knasa. What do you mean, Kadosh Baruch was Machayev it? When's the moment of Chayiv then? If Kadosh Baruch was Machayev in Eraisa? No? Was that?
At the time of damage.
At the time of the damage, time of the Maisa. I do not require a Beis Din to be Machayev. Ella Shein Dayan Loi Bababo Sheikofeno Litim Loi. Right? Look at the Lush and the Rush. What is considered to be Gevia? The Gevia is the Beis Din forcing it out of me. That's what I cannot do. Ain le dayin bavam shechafenu litin le bchol kai gavne avnishin le nafshe. Right? Evaluating it, the Rosh does not see, as we know, as one of the things that a Beis Din cannot do vis-a-vis the knas. Right? And it makes very good sense. Why? Because if the Ribbono Shel Olam was Machayev, if the Maisa was Machayev, so then that means evaluating how much I owe is not a Maisa Beis Din. It's there already. If I'm Chayev something, it means it's already defined when I'm Chayev. So I may require a Beis Din to help me figure it out. But it's not a Maisa Beis Din. I can figure out how much I owe. I can get three experts. So I may have a Beis Din do it for me. I may have a Beis Din want to take responsibility for it. But if my Maisa has created the Chayiv, so just like Kefel is a no-brainer, it's double. So the Maisa Hezek, the Chayiv is there. The Chayiv is Ba'olam. I have to put a price tag on it. Okay? So then that requires, if a Beis Din wants to do it, they can do it, I can do it, everybody can do it. If a Beis Din does it, it's like the terrorist Beis Din. They're not creating the Chayiv. What's the Maisa Beis Din over here? Getting out of it, collecting, forcing me, forcing it out of me. But Kai Gavna, if you have a situation where somebody owes me money and Beis Din is not able to do it for me, that's when we say, Ovid Inish Din L'Nafshe. And that's where Beis Din will respect Leim Hafkinan Mina Adiyov Kolde Mechuyiv Leim Edei Raisa. The Yira Li, this is the famous Musar Vart. I forget who the first one who says it. One of the way Chachmai Musa said, when the Rosh says Vayir Ali, it means he doesn't have a Raya. Otherwise, he wouldn't say Vayir Ali. Right? He would say, they bring a Raya for him. So the way Chachmai Musa said that when the Rosh says Vayir Ali, that is a stronger statement than he has a Raya. Because when he has a Raya, it brings a Raya, and now we have to debate whether the Raya is a good Raya now. And when the Rosh is Vayirali, that means the Rosh, B'chol Chochmas HaTorah Shaboy, said, this is trap. So, and then that's the strongest kind of proof for a concept. And so when you hear the Vort next time, you'll know this is one of the cases. The Rosh Simon Chosma Makav, Vayirali, Shimboa Nidlo Tei Bezit, Vahomei Kibla Edusai, that if the Nizek comes and says, help me out. I so Beis Din cannot do that. Ain Beis Din nekok and lekabel ha'ado. However, what can avol in tofas and nizik v'tove yamazik ladin? So then Beis Din can get involved. Why can Beis Din get involved? Nope. Why is it not Beis Din doing the work of the kanas? Nope. Because what's also for the Beis Din to do is they can't do the kfiya, they can't do the gviya, they can't do the collection. He did the collection himself. All Beis Din is doing right now is correcting a bad collection. Right? That's a part of Knas. So we have the Rosh good. You understand the Rosh well? Good. Rosh, go ahead.
We consider it a collection, or we consider it like he stole.
What is the lush and the Rosh? I will im tirtze lifdos. Amrin la nizah sheyovi edim. V'im yirem ledayonim. Shebedin tofas. Oymrim la mazik ein onu donim lechay v'chol kenas. I will im tirtze lifdos mashe tofas mishulcha tein loikach v'kach momoin. they say the hachi omer rabbanon itof is loy mafkinen minei itof is yoyser minen loy lahachzir hamoyser v'im loy hevi edim shiroi liskois behem oimim loy shiyachzir mashe tofas. Right, so let's go slow, just in, lock down this nekuda. Amina l'nizik. Abul im tofas. The nizik takes, and then the mazik comes and says that he wants his money back. So the bezin will say to the nizik, bring Adam and prove to us that you took this money legitimately. Right? So I have to bring Adam to prove that there was a Maisa Hezek, if that's debated, and how much the Hezek was, and then he gets half. Oimrim l'mazik, and then we say to the mazik, we can't be machayb you knas, avo, if you want to be pode mashet tofas mishalcha, ten le'kach v'kach momi. He says, we can do, we can say to him that if you want to get your coat back, you want to get your suit back, right, you want to get your sepshal back, this is how much money it's going to cost you to get your sepshal back. Right? If he grabbed cash, then they would tell the nizik he has to return a certain amount. Right? They tell the nizik, listen, the nizik grabbed $1,000. And then he can only bring Adam that are up to $500. He only owes $250. So they'll tell the nizik, you are a ganef on $750. Right? Or they will tell the nizik that if you want your items back, this is the deal. We're not doing it for you. We cannot be machayev knas. All we can do is protect the tfisa of the nizik. Right? So this is what we're telling you to do. However, im tofas yoyser, if he cannot bring Adam, then we say you got to give everything back. Then you're a ganav. All right. So what was your question?
My question was it a ganav or a case of just taking when he took it? But you're bringing Adam to show that the damage was done.
If that's debated, yeah, and that's disputed. If not, he's bringing Adam to validate that the nizik, that the mazik damaged him and he suffered a certain loss.
So and when it says mashal can like give him this and this money, this is referring like they did a shear on how much the damage was.
Well, the Beis Din will accept the Adam's evaluation.
Oh, so the Adam did evaluation.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the details of the evaluation is usually, yeah, the Beis Din can question whether the Adam are evaluating correctly. There probably will be some give and take of whether it's an accurate evaluation. Right? If there is a debate, a machlokes about the evaluation, who gets the upper hand? Probably a Mason Holaraya. Probably. Good?
If they see that there was extra, then doesn't the question still stand that the Nizak is stealing by taking more?
Yeah,
than,
yeah.
So then
he has to return.
Yeah. He has to do Shabbat for that.
Yeah, he says, Avalim Tofas. Im Tofas Yoiser Amrin and Leila Hachsi Amoiser.
But is he just returning it? And he still took it in a permissible way.
Yeah.
Or it was wrong for him to take the extra, and therefore now on Yom Kippur he has to get kafara for that too.
Oh. Don't know. Probably depends on the details. Probably exactly how he took it.
It sounds like the opposite of the case we had last semester, where the can the mazik just replace the object instead of giving money. He was saying that the mazik is now giving the money in order to get
the
objects.
The Pasha says that the Nizik took too much. It was wrong to take him too much. That's the Pasha. Probably was wrong. It was wrong. Exactly how you Magda, it was wrong. Okay, do we have the Rush? So this Rush becomes now an important source to point out that Kenas is a Chiyav de'eraisa, even without the imposing the Kenas of a Beis Din. It's a Chiyav that the Maisa creates. It's what Rabbi Kiveger points out as the Shitas HaTosvas in Makos. Rabbi Kiveger says to Mihani. But that's what Tosvas points out in Makos, that Chiyav Kenas is like is compared to a Chiyav Misa only in terms of our ability to access the money is as limited as the Chiyav Misa. I require the same Mumchim. I require the same base. It could be, I'm not sure if this could be, most likely that a Chiyav Kenas will still may require Bishvah Hakira. Because it's not a Chiyav Maman. So what the Tosfos is pointing out is that a Chiyav Kenas, the judicial process of Chiyav Kenas, is much more like the present day judicial process of a Chiyav Misa. We don't know how likely is it that it's going to happen, because Beis Din cannot be co-funded. However, the Chiyav, the obligation to pay the Kenas, is like Momin rather than like Misa. Good? That's the Rush. And we pointed out that Rabbi Kiveger says that's a machlekes Bali Tosfos. Tosfos and the Rav said he's referring to a Tosfos and Ksuvos from Beis Din Aleph. Good. What was Rabbeinu Tam's view? Let's look at the Ramah. Where's the Ramah? And it follows then that according to the Rush, this is true for all kenosics. So we'll do the Rush. We'll do Rabbeinu Tam. What's the Rabbeinu Tam clearly holds that kenas is a that this kenas is. No, chiyav derabbanan. So he holds clearly up that if there's any kenas which is going to be a chiyav mishas masa, it's going to be palganizga kenasa, because that's where the Chazal say that this is a deterrent. So if there's any, and the deterrent is that he shouldn't be a shomer. And it's the, even say better, this kenas is clearly partial, is evaluated as being part of the damage that I inflicted, as opposed to being more than what I inflicted. So if there's any chi of kenas which will be seen as a deraisa dekechiyav, should be followed with kenasa. So when Rabbeinu Tam says this kenas is a this in our sugya, itafas mafkin lemafkinin mine, then that's a derabbanan dekedin. That means b'nei raisa, you have no right to this money. And Rabbeinu Tam goes a step further. The only time we won't take the money away from you is if it's the mazik b'shas hezek, right? So Rabbeinu Tam is the polar opposite. There is no chiyuv. That's what Bikveger pointed out. Shitas HaTosfos, that the chiyuv begins with the kviyas Beis Din. And until the kviyas Beis Din, no chiyuv. If I, out of the generosity, if I want to do something good with my money, so the Bizman HaZeh, And he goes to the Rav, and the Rav knows he was Mazik, his short time was Mazik. According to the Rush, he'll say, before you give tzedakah, take the money and be Mekayim Yedin Dei Raisa of Palganiz Kekanasa. I don't know if Rabbeinu Tam will say the same thing. Rabbeinu Tam says, no chiyuv. Because Baruch is no chiyuv. Maybe watch your Shvarim better. But there's no, They have mitzvah day shemayim. According to Rosh Klil, the money's really owed to him. According to Meritam, the money's not owed to him. Don't know. But that's clear in Meritam, that the chiyuv only starts with Shas Basin. So now, and that's why Rabbeinu Tam says that when it comes to Knaz, even evaluating the Knaz is part of the Maisa Bezdin. Because it's the Maisa Bezdin that creates the Chiyuv. How do they create the Chiyuv? First by figuring out what the nature, how much is owed. According to the Rosh, the nature of the Chiyuv was created Bishas, Hezek, the Bezdin simply has to understand it, figure out and value it, Mimagala. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Bezdin is being Koyveya. So part of being Koyveya is figuring out the damage. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam would say that figuring it out, that's part of the Maisa Bezdin in this case. That's, now let's understand the logic of Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says that therefore, if I would concede to the other Rishonim, and I would say that itofas leimafkinen minei refers to a person in Nizik grabbing the money, and now Bezdin, in order to let the Nizik hold on to this money, they have to evaluate. That's already a Maisa Bezdin for Knas. And since the Nizik has no right to this, unless the Bezdin says you can hold on to it, that would be based on your Maisa Knas. Good. So when time is clear? Go ahead.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, at the end he said that had we not done this and we'd taken the money regularly, we'd gotten and returned whatever we wanted, that would be a problem because we'd be the Mazik would be Yasid Yoter Masha Hezek.
Okay.
Doesn't that imply when you say Yasid Yoter Masha Hezek that there wasn't a proper amount that he should have lost, and he's being Yasid Yoter Masha Hezek? But according to their understanding, Rabbeinu Tam, there's no, until we went to Basin, the hole was created, there's no amount that really, there's no Knas, no amount he really should have lost, and it's only once the Chiyuv was created in Basin that this amount he should be losing. But if you're going to be Topiz before that, or even now we're going to Basin, I think that Yasid Yoter Masha Hezek should really exist, because there's anything he takes should be Yoter Masha Hezek.
Okay, so the question is, when Miratam says that, is he saying it l'shitosoi or l'shitas, the position that he wants to criticize? Avol midi achmin eloi, di amrat, dibu kol midi the tofus midi day. The same kasha that Jesse's asking, we ask on the Rosh also. All right? We'll see it right now. The Amrat de Bokomid the Tophis Midi Day Ko Amrat Lemafkin Mine Osi De Takola. The Hayoima Lemocha Yigzer Kola Sher Yeshloi Veloy Mafkin and Mishum the Ain Danin Knossais. Is a Yav said Yoiser Amash Isik. Right? When Tom says, why can I not agree with the other Rishonim? Because if I would agree with them, then there is a right to Ovid Inishing Lenavshe. Then there is a right to this money, this kenas, and Bezdin does not adjudicate kenosos, and Bezdin, so therefore, the tafas loy mafkin minei means that Bezdin cannot, is entirely neutralized. And the moment that the nizik, the mazik brings the nizik to court, and says he's robbing me, the Nizik says, all part of the Kenas. Bezdin cannot do anything. So, Vizay Yafsid, Yoyser al Mash Hizik. So Jesse's saying, if that's the case, doesn't that mean the Rabbeinu Tam does recognize there is payment for Hezek? What's the Rabbeinu Tam saying? He's getting a lot more, sounds like he's getting a lot more than he deserves. So, L'chayra, Rabbeinu Tam should say, he's losing his money. Who gave him the right to take this? L'chayra, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, L'chayra, unless it's a better pshat, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, even according to those who disagree with me, Their pshat is incorrect. It's unsustainable. The people disagree with me. What do they say? Hold on. The people disagree with me. What do they say? They say that there is a chiyuv created, that there is money owing to him because of the hezek. Right? And the Torah calls that money knas, and therefore it can't be adjudicated. So their understanding cannot be sustained, cannot be accepted. We're both trying to understand the halacha that we cannot be goyve knasos in Bavel, and the halacha of itofes leimav ginemine. Right? So what are the options, Rav Natan says? The option to say that there is a chiyuv there, which the Beis Din cannot access because we're not smuchim. And then to say, and the Beis Din is neutralized because itofes leimafkinen minei, because we cannot adjudicate kenosis, so that would mean that we are that the takanas chazal. All right, again, you can choose any possibility to say that what the Rosh says, that midai raisa there's money owing, and Beis Din is neutralized. So that means that Beis Din, that what's going to happen is that the Nizik is going to get much more than he deserves up in the rice. How can we say that? If we say that Chazal created a chiyuv when it comes to Knas, and Chazal said that itofos al-mafkinen minei, so then the Nizik is going to get more than he deserves. Right? So now let's try what Jesse was trying. To say that there is no chiyuv. Because Beis Din can't do kenosis. Right? So there is no chiyuv. But we will allow the nizik to be toifus. What are we allowing to be toifus? So I would say, so that's why I don't think that the Rebbeinu Tam could be saying that. But let's even go a step further and say, so what is Beis Din allowing to be toifus? Let's say, the pushing along Jesse's Malach, that Chazal created a chiyuv over here. Min HaTorah there is no chiyuv. Because Beis Din didn't paskin. Chazal created some, let's say they created a chiyuv of Hezek. And they said, if you collect, we're not going to take it away from you. So, that's also an unsustainable pshat. Because they created a chiyuv and then allowed the mazik to rob him. Shemin Atam says there is no pshat other than to say that if he's toifes the animal b'shas hezekai. Right, the Rebbeinu Tam is saying, "L'da'ati, there is no chiyuv until Beis Din makes the psak." L'da'ati, that means that evaluating is part of the ma'aseh of Beis Din when it comes to a kenas, because it's part of creating the debt, the money. If it's a gezel, Beis Din can be seen as just evaluating the gezel. And if it's a maisa hezek, Beis Din can be evaluated. But if Beis Din is the one who's creating the chiyuv, which otherwise was not there, so then evaluating becomes the maisa Beis Din. Take it a step further, be more dramatic about it. A shor tam is mazik. If there would not be a knas, Beis Din wouldn't be involved b'chlal. Right? Now there's a knas. So now there's a knas, the Vezin has to figure out what the knas is. Right? According to the Rosh, let's say a person, Reuven steals Shimon. So there is a din of Eishes Goshar Gazal. Everything, evaluating the Gazal is not a, I don't need the Beis Din to make the mitzvah de Raisa. I may need the Beis Din help me out to administer. But if the Torah didn't create a Chiyuv, so I need the Beis Din to evaluate. So the Beis Din is creating it from the very get-go. Mimela, the creation, is part of the Maisa Beis Din. That's Reuven Tam's argument. So, L'chaira, I think the answer to Jesse's is that B'zeh Yafsid Yeser Al Mashi Yisek, he's arguing Klape, the other Rishon who argue with him. Now the Rosh says, so now do we have Reuven Tam? Reuven Tam is a polar opposite of the Rosh. Reuven Tam says that Kenas B'chol HaTorah Kula. The Reuven Tam is going to be the Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach, right? The picture boy, the picture Rishon for Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach. Right? The Chiv is not created till the Beis Din. And in fact, Rabbi Chanan, when he tweaks his Mahalach, it's based on the Rosh. All right? So when a time, in terms of pshat, when a time is pshat in being medamik nas tachiyav nefash is perfect, on target. In terms of pshat nar suya, perfect. Goes right into shleid olam kelim rabbi sech beisai. Go ahead.
If Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chiyav only starts at base, and then why would they allow to take it at shas as it? Why can they take the end?
Perfect. Good kasha. Chazal or mesakin a din over here. Takonas chazal. Right? Takonas Chazal, in this one case, it is not a global Kenas Din. In this one case, and the one thing you can do is to get the Masik out of the Mishnah Sefer.
Well, in general, for Rabbi Tam, saying Kenas is just the Rabbanim, I'm curious about, because there is in the Torah certain Kenasos that are laid out. So, me or Rabbi Tam is saying with the Rabbanim versus the Raisa, it's not that the Kenas exists. It's when I injure someone, I injure him. You can't say,
Now
and say, state, well, this guy did the injury. No, they would state, now you're Chayav in the Kenas. Now we can force you to do the Kenas. It's three steps versus two steps, as opposed to being the Raisa. So that's why
Rabbeinu Tam could say Mashiach. So what you're saying is good. So let me just be more precise. Correct. There are kenosos in Chumash. Palgan is one of them. All right? But those kenosos are sort of dormant until Bezin activates them. All right?
Not irrelevant. They're dormant in the sense that they can't be collected, but they still exist. There was a damage, and there was an amount of damage.
So Reuven Tam would say no.
You say the damage never even happened?
No, the damage happened, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu was not machayev me to pay for this damage.
But see, that's why he would say Masha Hizik, because the damage did happen. Whether or not they're chayev, the damage happened, whether or not you're chayev, or whether or not Beis Din could say that.
No, but to say what you're saying is inconsistent with the idea that Reuven Tam says there is no chayev deraisa over here. The only thing I can imagine is that Chazal or Mesakin Adin over here. And again, his din is very, very specifically Chazal or Mesakin. Again, there is a din de Raisa. Let's again try to be precise. There is a din de Raisa that any kenas in Chumash, a basin of smuchim, will access that money. They are the gatekeepers of getting that money. And until the basin shall smuchim evaluates, announces this chiyuv, the chiyuv is not a chiyuv that exists, so to speak. Now we don't have a Beis Din Shosvuchim. So which is correct, there was a hezek, but the Torah said, Tam, the first three times the damages, it's a knas. And I don't have a Beis Din Shosvuchim to take care of it. And therefore, the Tam says that means that there is no chiyuv olam. Walk away from the hezek. A mazik ben izik. He should have been more careful. Right? I had a big sign. Student driver, right? Student shore. First time shore out. Right? So you keep your distance. Right? So I'm not chay b'chlal. So when the Gemara says that itofas le'mafkina minei, that has to be this din derabbanon of grabbing the mazik b'shas hezek. That's been in town. Kol ha'tero kula, of course, we're saying it's correct. Kadosh Baruch Hu announced it, but it's not ba'olam until the bezin is mechayim. So now in this particular case, how can I say tovlam of kinemine? That's something to Rabban. Yaakov?
Why does that explain lomah kinemine? Like, it explains the tofas.
Yeah.
What rights does that give the nizik to hold on to it?
Correct. So l'niz daiti, and I would love to find a raya for this. L'niz daiti, it's that the what that because we have a din, the layidol keller rabbeseich beisay. So the Beis Din is now taking the next step and saying that you have a keller rabbeseich beischa, so you have a shore that surprised you and was mazik. So Chazal are now saying that the mazik relinquished his rights. He lost his rights to the animal. Just like Basil will go in and get a kelevra, and he's in violation leisosim dam sech beischa. So now Chazal were misakin a new din based on that, right? Chazal have halachas. So we'll learn it tomorrow with Hashem. You have a put up your maka, fixing this dangerous. Wall. So Chazal now have a din, you have a kelev ripping through the sheaf. So, and Chanami, there's a chiyim on the mazik to take care of it. Chazal said that the nizik wants to take care of it, and then somehow monetize it and recoup some of his ezek. That's how I understand it. But I would like some, a better raya for that. And only because of the Hemshech HaGemara. Go ahead.
Is the Nizik allowed to hold on to it there, or does he also have to get rid of it?
So L'chayra, he has to get rid of it. L'chayra, it doesn't make sense that these dikes, if L'chayra, just even without any Chidushim B'chlal, just reading the Gemara, so why should we allow one person to hold on to another? Unless he can come to Bezin and say he knows how to handle crazy dogs. I don't know. But L'chor is the same chiyuv. No, Zev?
If we don't hear that, Laishin Yerushas, when I put the short move by, that if you get a new owner, that it would change
the status. Yeah. So that's have to see whether this din, I'll discuss tomorrow, is this din, would that apply to a normal case of short time shizik? L'chor I make distinctions.
You mean its mazel can change according to short
time? Yeah.
It says the Gemara says Masalak a Mazik.
Yeah.
Right. So remove, and that also Rabbeinu Tam says it has to be removed from the Bishasam
Mazik. Yeah.
So if you remove it from there, then maybe it's not in that situation considered
right,
Mazik
so that's,
anymore.
So that's what we have to see. Rabbeinu Tam's din is limited to that might be where I'm wrong. Right. It might be that when it comes to an animal about which we would say that Shina Rishus is enough to take away its hezek, its mazik quality, it's enough. When it comes to a crazy dog, so I might have to get rid of it. All right, well, that we'll discuss tomorrow with the show. Good, so now, next Nakuda. So why the rush? Lo yacholti lamoid al devarav. Could not understand the Renatam. So this is the same question that Jesse asked in the Rabbeinu Tam's Lashon. Now we have to ask the same thing in the Rosh's Lashon. The Rosh says, I don't understand Rabbeinu Tam. What's the Nukud he couldn't understand? Rabbeinu Tam said, simply evaluating the amount of Hezek so that we know the value of the Knaz, that's already considered to be done in the Knazes. So why couldn't the Rosh understand that? That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. There is no Chiyuv. Rosh could figure out Rabbeinu Chanan. Right. So it's like Choti Lamed Al Dvarav. Couldn't figure this out. Dim Lokach Yisim Mechdei Nizokov. The Cholin Bezin Ladun Kadesh Yachshel Yam Boiser. Like Mikri Dinik Nazav Avol. Why is it called not called? Sharei Kvar Nifra Minivskay B'Takonas Chachomim. Sha'omu Leim Afkinon Minei. Ve'ein Onu Don Elo Lachzir Esam Boiser. So what's the Rosh saying? What are the possibilities? Right. According to my sheet, the Rosh says, this is not called being done in the Knossos B'Bavel, because according to my sheet, evaluating, that's not part of being done in the Knossos. What does the Rosh say? Shekrei, Kvar Nifra Minizkoi. B'takonas chachomim. So the Rosh, she'omer le'mafkinim, the Rosh says that the Rosh is not expressing his own shita. Because his own shita is that le'mafkinim minei is not a takonas chachomim. Le'mafkinim minei is the din of don in shnil and avshe. And then Basin comes in, as Moshe said before, but Terez Ganav. So L'chorah, the Rosh is saying, the Rain of Tam, according to your Mahalach, that Itofas le'mafkinim inei is a takonas chachamim. Right? So how can the Rosh say to Rain of Tam, Harei Kvar Nifra Minizgoi, according to Rain of Tam, there is no Piroin Hezek. Right, the same kasha Jesse asked, L'chorah have to ask now in the Rosh. L'chorah, the Rosh is not talking l'fi shitasi. Just like we said the Rebbeinu Tam is not talking l'fi shitasi, arguing against his detractors. L'chorah, the Rosh is saying, I'm trying to figure out the Rebbeinu Tam. I'm trying to figure it out. So he's trying to figure it out. So why does he say, Far nifra minizke v'taknas machavim? So let's go. So let's give the Rosh a little bit of room to move and say the Nifra Minizkoi is the Knas in this particular case. Right? Knas in Kefel is double Gezel, trying to make the person feel what it means to lose. Kefel Dalet Hay is trying to get some compensation for losing the work of the animal. And let's say that Palga Nizga Kinosa, which according to Rabbeinu Tam is going to be, is not Shayach until Bezin's Kaveya, but it's at the Konas Chazal. Let's say Palga Nizga Kinosa is Tsas Piroin Mi Nizga. The Chazal were understood the Geder Adin. So it's Ke'ilu he's saying, Harei Kivar Kibel Kinosai Betakonas Chachamim. Chazal gave him the Kenas over here. Normally you can't get Kenas in Bavel. Chazal made a Takona. Itofas Loim Afkinin Mina. Itofas what? So Rosh Lechem, Itofas Mina Rabbonon Achiev that the Torah would have awarded him through Smuchim. Now the Rosh is saying, what was so difficult for Rabbeinu Tam to say? The Rabbeinu had to go out in the limb and say, it's Tfisas HaMazik Bezhezekah. Why couldn't Rabbeinu Tam say, the Chiyuv is not there until Basin's Kaveh? Enachanami, there is no Chiyuv Minat Torah in Bavel. But what were Chazal Misakein? Right, this is focus on one Nakuda. What were Chazal Misakein? When Tam says Chazal could not have been Misakein a Chiyav Chatzi Nezek Min Rabbanon, which could be accessed only through Tfisa. Could not have been Misakein then. Why? Because that is an unsustainable psak. Because you're telling the Mazik, go in and do what? Get your Chatzi Nezek that we're giving you. The Nezek is going to come back and say he took too much. Right? How can we give a psak that's an impractical psak? We once had years ago, we had a Hasogas Gavul case in our neighborhood. So the local Rabbanim said, how can the local Rabbanim take care of this? A little bit of gave it over. It's in our neighborhood, the proprietor is Davin Hibul Shuls, we're going to send it to another basin. All right. Send it to a good basin with a decent reputation. The one thing we made a mistake is that the basin had a good reputation because of certain dayanim. But the dayanim that we knew about gave it to their understudies. So the dayanim we got were not such crackerjack guys. So they paskin. So they paskin that they did a lot of research and they paskin that they think it's sustainable, the two are sustainable, but the one cannot undersell the other on certain things. So they said that it was two Chinese restaurants, so this one couldn't sell egg rolls cheaper than this one couldn't sell. They gave Mamash a detailed, so we said to them, that's an unenforceable psak. We had the local Rabbanim, we're going to go in every day and see what price egg rolls are today. And the guy runs a Monday deal, two for one, we have to run it, we're going to figure out what, and this chicken recipe is that this is, you can't give us a psak that is unsustainable, that you can't enforce. That's not a psak. We said, if you want to come in from your neighbor and monitor it, chavid ra. But then to come back to us and say, this is our psak, so it's a big tumult amongst we ourselves, they're running themselves. Whether this was were we going against a psak beis din? So I thought this is not a psak beis din. A psak that cannot be enforced or sustained, it's not a psak beis din. So what the Rosh is saying to Rabbeinu Tam is arguing. Rabbeinu Tam is arguing there could not be a takanas chazal that allows. That creates a chayv that we don't know what that is, because we're not evaluating it, right? And that then gives the right to the nizik to go in and get the money, and Beis Din is not going to be allowed to, and Beis Din cannot evaluate the amount and cannot now help the nizik recoup, then the mazik recoup. You can't hand over, you can't say he has the right to do his own and we will not protect the Nizik. We won't protect the Mazik Bechlau. So the Rosh says, I don't get that. He says, all we're asking Beis Din to do, we'd ask Beis Din to say, what is this new Katonach? This new takonas chazal is we are levying a chatzi hezek. Chatzi efsed. That's our new din de rabbanan. No. Let the mazik grab it. Let the nizik grab it. And we'll see whether we'll finish up our new takonas chazal. So what's the nekuda over here? Rabbeinu Tam could not envision that, and Rush could envision that. The Rebbe Tam would say that is a violation of Beis Din doing the job of mumchim, and the Rosh says, "What do you mean? It's Chazal creating a new chiyuv, right? It's Chazal creating a new chiyuv, and then, as Moshe would say, making sure the guy's on the ganav." But the Tam says, but that's a violation of Don Dine Kenosis. So why couldn't Rabbeinu Tam envision? We have a line in the Gemara. Itofas loy mafkinim ineh. Chiddush. So the Rosh says, Rabbeinu Tam, I understand, I'm helping you out. You hold this, there's no chiv deiraisa. Im tofas mafkinim ineh means the Chazal made a takana that you can collect with the Torah called the Knas. And then they said, and of course we're going to protect the Nizik, he doesn't get robbed blind. Did they keep the din? So there been a time since then, that's going to be a violation of the Knesset Bokal. So what's the Nakuda that separates them? Why couldn't... I would suggest the following. The Nakuda is that let's just think out what happens. How could we protect the... How could we make this din sustainable? That's the Nakuda. Rabbeinu Tam says this din is not sustainable. Therefore, that could not have been the din of Rabbanan. The Russians it is. How does it become sustainable? Because the Nizik comes to Beis Din. Sorry, the Mazik comes to Beis Din. Right? And the Mazik says he took too much. Beis Din is not going to, can't monitor it. They're never supposed to monitor it. When the Nizik comes to Beis Din and says, what do you mean he took too much? Too much of what? What was that?
Too much of his damage.
Mazik, he took too much of... What is the Beis Din now being asked to do now? What is the job? How do you categorize the Beis Din's activity right now? So Moshe says it's very simple. It's called Gezel. Right? And Natam says, no, that's going to be called evaluating Palga Nizka. And we can't do that. In other words, L'chaira, the machlek between the Rosh and the Rebbeinu Tam is, how do you define the role of Beis Din in this particular case? The Rosh says, as long as we define the role of Beis Din as responding to the Tviya, so they're responding to, the guy robbed me. Let's see if he robbed you. Chazal said he can take a certain amount of money, let's see if he took more. But the Tam says the role of Beis Din is always defined by the job that they're doing. It's not defined by the Tviya. At the end of the day, the role of Beis Din is going to be to evaluate Chatzi Nezek. The Torah calls out a Knas. There's no other way. Chazal cannot rename that. Torah calls out Chatzi Nezek. Calls out a Knas. So the what's at stake in this, what's at the core of this machloikis, when the Rosh says, Le'yachot ilamed al dvarot, and the Rebbeinu Tam is not mekabel that. La'niyaz daiti is the machloikis of how you define what Beis Din are doing right now. What's the koteret? Where do they file it away in their in the Piskei Dinim? How do you label this? So the Rosh says, how do you label Psak Beis Din? The two litigants come and they say, what do you want you to do? And Rebbeinu Tam says, no. A Beis Din is the Torah has determined the labels of certain psakim. If the Torah labels, you can't relabel it. This is based on a mahalach that the Rav pointed out at the beginning of Sanhedrin. The beginning of Sanhedrin, and they'll take it one step deeper. The beginning of Sanhedrin, Mishnah says that theft, gezelos, require always a panel of three, and require three mumchen adayim ezeh, because gezelos are not seen as to be a darvish chiyach. All right. There's a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos to what is included in gezelos. So Tosfos says what Moshe would say. Gezelos, is any accusation of that the guy, my employer didn't pay me, that's Gezel. My mazik didn't pay me what he's supposed to, that's Gezel. We had a Reuven sold me something, and it's a lemon, Gezel. And Rashi says, no, Gezel is if I walked into somebody else's house and stole something. That's Gezel. All of these other examples, they probably go under a dois valvois. Unless the Gemara says either halva or Gezel. Those are two categories. What determines whether it's halva? What determines whether it's Gezel? So Rashi says Gezel is active, walking with other property and stealing. Everything else is halva. And Tosva says halva is loans. Anytime I accuse somebody of doing something inappropriate and wrong, that's Gezel. So the Rambam explained that we understand Tosfos very well. If I have money that I'm not supposed to have, that's Gezel. So Mali, if I say, well, he stole because I worked for 5 years, he hasn't paid me. He paid me less than he's supposed to pay me. Why is that? Why shouldn't that be Gezel? So it depends. What Rashi's pointing out is, why does Rashi stick to the, say, Gezel's only theft, and everything else is under halvois? He says, look at when the litigant comes to the Beis Din. So if a litigant comes for theft, it means that he walked into my house and he stole something from me. When a litigant comes and he says, my employer didn't pay me properly, what he's really saying is, I had a deal, Beis Din helped me keep this deal. We had a mekach tos. We made a deal, help him keep the deal. So Rashi says that's really halvois. Halvois says I borrowed money, I lent him money, I'm going to pay back. So the Rebbe explained, look, what is the tviya? If the tviya is that the guy walked into my house, that's a gezel tviya. But if the tviya is we have a deal, Beis Din, help us keep this deal. That's halva. Tosfos says, you look at the issue. But the issue is, does he have money that I'm not supposed to have? Money that belongs to me. That's called gezel. Don't look at the tviya. We look at the substance of the claim. So in categorizing the issues that come to Beis Din, Tosfos' approach always was, look at the substance of the litigation and categorize that. And Rashi was, look at the tviya. And that's what determines. Lanias Daiti goes back to a deeper machlokes as to what is the mitzvah of having dayanim. Rambam writes, shetzivonu limnei shayftim shechichu lasis mitzvah zatera v'chziru noitim miderech emes. The basic job of bati dinim is to make sure we're doing mitzvahs. One of the ways that we make sure that we do mitzvahs is that if there is a sichsuch between two people, we bring it to a beis din. The Ramban says the basic obligation to have dayanim is to adjudicate. Secondarily, they can. The Ramban at the beginning of Shoiftim, in the Pirush Chumash. Rambam sees that when we adjudicate, when a beis din adjudicates, that is a secondary service, and may even be a service to make sure people haven't stolen property. Ramban says, no, the basic job of a beis din is to be there to receive people's sichsuchim litigation. So according to the Ramban, it stands to reason that you define the services of a beis din, you define Dinei Torah based on the sichsuch and the litigation and what their claim is. And Rambam would say, no, we're based on the substance. Our job is to make sure the right person has the money in the right place. So this l'chayra, this machlek is between the Rosh and Rabbein Atam. So again, we pointed out the yisod of the sugya, which we want to accomplish, is what is the gather of knas in Kol HaTorah Kulo. And we know it's going to be a machlekes rishonim that you can easily point out through the Tosef and Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Makas. Now you see it's a machlekes rosh midotam. The Ramah also applies this to Kol HaTorah Kulo. The Ramah is in the same school as the midotam. L'chayra, the Ravid is similar, more similar to the Rosh. Machleg is shown him what even the Torah says, Knas, Kefel, Tal V'hei, is that a Chiyuv that is created midin the Raisa, or a Chiyuv created by the Beis Din? Is it created by the Torah? And the Rav Chanan would say, but it is dormant until the Beis Din obligates, and therefore if I come and I'm Moide B'Knas, I neutralize the Beis Din from forcing out the knas? Or is it like in a time that the chiyuv is not ba'olam, it's not there, it doesn't exist until Beis Din's mechayiv it and evaluates it? Memela, the evaluation of the hezek according to a time is part of the ma'aseh of Beis Din of a knas, and according to the Rosh, it's not part of the ma'aseh Beis Din of a knas because it's part of the etzem chiyuv. Therefore, when they approached the sugya, the Rosh saw it as Beis Din giving a wink to a person who wants to be oved in his dinul and avshay, which Beis Din will not get involved in. Then, if there's a subsequent litigation called gezel, they have to get involved in. And then they're evaluating a hezek, which was there, and gezel, which is there. According to Rebbeinu Tam, impossible. Impossible that we should say of it inshallah and nafshay, because there is no din al nafshay over here, because Beis Din didn't create the chiyuv. Can't be. The only thing, but Tam says, the only thing that could possibly mean is read on the Gemara, and that's grabbing the hezek, the mazik b'shas hezek. Only thing it could be. Nothing else is conceivable. Then the Rosh goes after the Tam and says, but why can't you say there's a din there abonon to create a chayv over here? Why couldn't that be the pshat? Chazal did what we think the Torah did, what I think the Torah did. Why is that unsustainable? So what I would suggest is because Rabbeinu Tam says at the end of the day, he follows the shitas, Rambam, Tesis, and Sanhedrin. At the end of the day, the substance determines what is being judged over here. At the end of the day, the substance of the matter is how much of the hezek happened. Can't get away from it. So that means Basil will be doing a job they're not supposed to be doing, called evaluating chatzi knas of a town. And the Rosh says, no. The litigants determine what is the role of Basil in a particular case. In this particular case, the litigants are saying, he robbed me. He stole from me. He has money which he shouldn't have taken. So Chazal can create a choiv, and then the role of the bezin is determined by the tzvias. There's precedent for this machlokes in Sanhedrin, what's called gezelos, such that bezin did not allow hedyotes to paskin in anything less than three. And this particular nakuda of how you define the job of the beis in any particular case, whether it's based on the tzvias, I believe that's the Rav pointed that out. Then I would suggest that is embedded in a much deeper machlokes as to exactly how you define the mitzvah minei beisin. The mitzvah minei beisin will define how you define the role of the beis in any particular case. If the mitzvah minei beisin is to take care of sichsuchim, so sichsuchim define the role. If the mitzvah minei beisin is to enforce halacha, then it's the terms of halacha that will determine the job of a beis in any particular case. All right. Good. Richard, we'll go right to tomorrow. The next thing is tomorrow.